Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives. I will be interviewing Laura Cinema, mother of the former Sydney Demira twins, Lauren and Haley. Laura also has an older daughter, Hannah. You can call in to ask Laura a question at 914-338-1239. Block Talk Radio is Skype friendly. You can also ask Laura a question in our chat room. Follow us daily at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're on Twitter as Diva Abdul. And we have Laura with us now. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I gave you the wrong phone number. I just looked it up. I told you 913, it's 914.
No problem.
So I'm going to ask you, how are the girls doing now?
They're doing great. They, as we speak, they're watching a movie and kind of winding down for the evening. I've got late girls. They like to stay up on the later side, I guess.
My son is 5, and he's so attached to your daughters. I wonder why today. Isn't that funny? He's just like, where's baby Sydney at? And it's. When I told him that I talked to you on the phone the other day, he was so excited. I don't know what it is about your daughters, but... the fans of Days just really became so attached to them, and I've never really seen that with another child actor on the show before. But are you surprised how attached everybody got to your daughters?
You know, it was really funny. It's when we would go places, and they would get recognized quite a bit, and I thought it was kind of funny because, you know, for me, babies are babies, and unless there's something that's really, really different about a baby, you know, they have lots of hair that's really curly or something, some defining feature. I never really thought twice about it, but we would be out at the mall, and people would stop us and say, are those the, you know, your girls look like those babies on Days of Our Lives, and we kind of, got a chuckle out of it, but... It was amazing how much, how many nice things and support that people, you know, kind of came out with about the girls. So yeah, it was a neat experience.
How did the girls get into acting?
It was a total fluke. My husband works for a bank, and one afternoon, he has, of course, pictures on his desks of all the girls, all three of our girls, and a customer came in and who was starting her own agency and said, oh, gosh, you know, you have three girls. I'd love to represent them. And so he came home and said, you know, he told me the story, and I said, no, not interested. And then about a month later, he came home again from work and said, well, she came back in, and she's really interested in, and she's not taking no for an answer. She just wants to meet with us. So I agreed to that. Yeah, and then they got, it was our second audition that we went on, and they got signed on for 8 shows initially, and then that turned into, gosh, I don't even know. We lost count. It was somewhere between 160 to 180 episodes that they shot. So it was complete luck, and we were so, you know, blessed to have the opportunity. Yeah, it was great. Everyone has been so supportive, and it was really fun, and everyone was just really fun to work with. It's a really well-oiled machine, and, you know, they're complete professionals, which obvious, you know, is obvious, but... it was just a really neat experience for us.
How was it that they got on Days?
We just tried out for an audition, and we heard it was for, like I said, it was our second audition. We had gone out for a Target ad, a print ad that we didn't get because I didn't know what to expect on these. I'm new to the whole business at the time. And then we went to a show. They said it's for a soap opera. And, you know, we walked in with eight other sets of twins and, you know, thinking, well, you know, what sets ours out separate from the other eight sets or seven sets? And then we got a call that afternoon. So it was, you know, there wasn't really anything to try out for. They didn't have a speaking role at the time. Mm-hmm. I think they were 7 months old. So it was really, I guess, just the ease of how they would go to other people. That's, we went in and they kind of passed them around to see how they would act, and it went really well. So, yeah, I guess that was it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question in the chat room. Diva Nikki wants to know that the girl seemed to work so well with Leanne Hunley during the kidnapping storyline. Did they get along with other actors they had scenes with?
You know what? They got along with really everybody, and that's what was so nice is that, you know, one of the things they do, I guess, with babies is they try and have the actors come in and meet with the children before their scenes so that they kind of get to know them and become familiar, you know, familiar and comfortable. So as much as possible, people would come in and do that. Now, depending on their storylines, Nicole, you know, Ariane Zucker was able to come in quite a bit in the beginning, which is who initially Sydney was with. So it made it really easy for them to adapt because then when they would go on stage, it was just another familiar face. So, but yeah, there was no one in particular that they, you know, didn't, in the beginning, that they didn't have issue, you know, issues going to. And then I think just as time went on, and like most kids, as they get older, they go through those stages. And so it got pretty difficult towards the end. They, you know, wanted mommy all the time and didn't want to go to, I don't want to say strangers, but, you know, they didn't want to go to really anybody else who wasn't me. So. Yeah.
Oh, that must be hard for them to, I mean, when they were on set and they're actually filming, do you have to, like, hide away so they don't see you, or do they prefer you to be within eyesight of the kids?
The parents have complete authority on what we want to do with our children on set, and I believe that goes for, you know, any time that a child is on the set. So it really just depended. In the beginning, when they were really little, they were used to being passed around. I come from a really large Italian family, so they got passed around, like, you know, all the time. So it wasn't really an issue even if they saw me. But then a little bit towards the end, I would pass them off and then just kind of move maybe out of direct eye shot. But, you know, you could tell on a lot of the scenes that were shot if I was standing off to the side, because a lot of times either Haley or Lauren would be looking over at me. So, yeah, yeah, so that they could see you. But they let the parents really dictate most of all that stuff.
With the scenes, they mentioned dialogue that Sydney was sick. Was that something they wrote in themselves because the babies were sick at that time, or did the babies have to play sick because the character was sick?
I'm trying to think when. Was that towards the end, or was that...
I think when they were in the cabin with Anna, with Leanne Hunley, I think they were saying she was...
You know, it was funny. We shot that when it was... Gosh, we shot that when actually they were sick for part of it. There's one show where Haley was... James Scott, EJ, was holding Haley, and he would, like, sing to her, and her little chin was quivering, and that was actually, she wasn't feeling that good that day. She was starting, which I didn't know at the time, because they were so good about us. If the kids were sick, it was never an issue about coming in. It was fine if we didn't. But I think I took her later that day. She had started to run a fever, and I took her in, and she actually had an ear infection, which, you know, I felt horrible about. But no, they usually, it just kind of went along, and when they were in those cabin scenes, it would never fail that the day they were supposed to be sleeping in the playpen, they fell asleep that day by random chance. And then the day that they're supposed to be crying and upset, randomly they were not, like, they started crying that day. It was just really interesting. And the joke got to be that I was reading them the scripts ahead of time, and they were getting ready to, it became this funny joke because they would look and say, are you kidding me? That's exactly what we needed today. So it was just kind of funny.
With the girls have just fantastic facial expressions. do they try to get out the facial expressions, or they just kind of tape the girls and hope they do something appropriate with the scene?
They just take what they can get from little babies. It's, you know, that's what kind of, it was never, they never placed any, except for like once they wanted them to walk, that was something that they had decided ahead of time. And then another time there was a scene where Nicole was feeding them eggs. They would ask permission if that was okay with us or if there were any food allergies. But everything else, they really just took what they got and kind of rolled with it. And that's, the actors are so great at kind of ad-libbing because they would just go ahead and just roll with it and maybe throw in a line here and there that may not have been written into the script, but if it worked well with what the baby was doing and, you know, where they were kind of going with the scene, then they just kind of went with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it was pretty much ad-libbed, some of that stuff. And the same goes for on tough days because... You know, like all of us, there were days that Haley and Lauren did not want to go to work, per se. On days that they didn't want to, then they would either write it out last minute or, and that was what happened towards the end a little bit. There were days where the girls just really were not wanting to cooperate, so they would just rewrite the scene a little bit right there and maybe have a baby monitor and say that Sydney went to bed. And that was probably one of the days that either they weren't feeling well or... They just were not going to cooperate.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's see if I can get her on. This is area code 913. Go ahead, 913.
Hi, my name's Anna, and I'm just so glad you agreed to do the interview. This is so much fun. We just, so many of us just love the girls, and we're going to definitely miss them. But they've definitely given us some good memories and some great scenes with Leanne and Ariane and the various actors that have worked with them. I was wondering, well, first of all, I was going to mention to you that we had done a chat with Leanne Hunley, and she was so cute because she just loved the girls, and she was just, you know, saying how it was just amazing how intuitive or how they were able to do, you know, say daddy or whatever, just at the right time and everything. I just heard you say it was pretty much impromptu, but they seem to have a knack for it. Do you think you're going to encourage them to continue?
You know, that's something that we're still up for debate. We still have our agent, and we haven't been called lately on any auditions. You know, but I think I'm one of those, this was such a blessing, and this fell into our lap. So it was a neat experience for us that was really unexpected. And I think that, for me, that was the best way for this to happen. Because if it were something I really pursued and then when they got let go, I think I would have been devastated, which it was. I was bummed out. I mean, we had a great time. It was fun. The girls, you know, were accumulating and have accumulated a really great college fund. But the reality is, it was all, this is like bonus, you know, and we look at it that way, my husband and I. And so I think we'll continue to go on auditions, and it would be really fun to get a commercial here and there. But as far as the long term, I mean, the other thing was working on a soap opera was like the best possible. I mean, we really landed such a gold mine that we didn't really realize at the time, because when people are filming like a series, let's say, you know, a show that runs one time a week for an hour, those are like 10-hour days that the people have to be at for like two or three days, and it's a much more involved time commitment, where this, we were in for like 2 hours a day, maybe depending on how often we were in, you know, three or four, maybe 5 days a week, but for 2 hours a day. So it never overtook our life, and especially because, as Carrie mentioned before, I have a four-year-old as well. So I would hate to take away from her. So I know I'm answering this in a really roundabout way. But we'll continue to see where it goes. The girls are going to start school next year. So once they start preschool, you know, we'll continue it as it goes. But if I'm not, you know, if it doesn't really take off anymore, then at some point we may just say, okay, it was a great run, and it was fun, and, you know, that's where it may end. So
that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, we're always open. I mean, you know, it'd be great, like I said, to get something else. It's never a bad thing.
Right, right. But it sounds like there's no pressure on them. If they want to do it or if something happens, it's great, and they have this experience and have established
exactly.
that they can work well with people and things like that. And
right. I mean, that was our goal. They had fun, and honestly, when they stopped having fun, it was apparent towards the end, and that's when inevitably, it was the executive producer, Gary Tallman's decision,
right.
and we agreed, though. It was like, okay, it's kind of like we all just knew that it was time, that they
right.
were done, and it was a really great ending. It was really, you know, an amicable, and not that we had a choice necessarily, but
mm-hmm.
it really ended on such a great note where we were as our family, where we're going and where my career is going again. And it just kind of was a good timing. It's kind of neat how the universe just took it over and it was done. So,
oh, well, that's great. Well,
yeah.
in that way, you know, they may be more likely to, and your older daughter as well, to enjoy
mm-hmm.
it in the future because they didn't feel the pressure or felt like they were forced into it or something like that. But
right,
that's
exactly.
Great.
That's, you know, and thank you for all those nice things we, you know, that you said about the girls. It was so much fun, and Leanne was, it was such a joy to work with her. She used to sing to the girls with her
Aww.
Beautiful voice, and they really had a bond. It was, because, you know, that was for many of the months of the storyline.
Yes.
That's predominantly who she worked with, and it was just really fun. She, you know, the girls got along so well with her, and she just really, she always said, oh, I've got nieces and, you know, nephews
Aww.
And stuff, and you could tell because she just, you know, was a natural with them. It was great.
Yeah, it was really obvious that they had a bond on camera. I mean, you could tell
mm-hmm.
that the girls enjoyed her and she enjoyed them and they felt comfortable together. Because I would
mm-hmm.
think after being with Ariane for a long time, that would be an adjustment for them, you know. But I had one more quick question. I don't want to take too much time for everybody. But I was just curious. Sometimes it seems like scenes can be really intense, you know, and you've got this
mm-hmm.
baby in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious, like, how... Because, I mean, you know, hopefully that stuff doesn't go on at home, you know, too much.
Right.
And, you know, it's like you've got kidnappings and all this drama and people yelling at each other occasionally and stuff. I was just wondering, like, did you notice if it, like, affected the girls? Or were they seemed to roll with the punches pretty well, but did you ever notice, like, that they were, like, reacting or, like, they were affected by some of the drama? Or, I don't know.
Right, you know. It's funny that you mentioned that because, as I said before, I come from a very loud Italian family, and so they're probably used to some loudness. Now, yelling and stuff, we had made comments about that, too. I think, for the most part, I think they had developed their relationships with each of the actors outside of that scene, and again, it just almost like it was, like, intuitive, like they were so intuitive that they almost knew because... I would never put my children in a situation where I felt they
right.
felt unsafe.
Right.
And I think they knew I was there and was, like, standing there calmly, not, you know, like, with a panic look on my face.
Right.
But I also think they had established these relationships with James, which, you know, a lot of times he was the one yelling or,
right.
you know, Nicole or Ariane. So, and they, I think they just knew. And it's hard to explain that because, you know, but they just, I think they're like little old souls in their little bodies or something.
That's,
because they
that's
really,
I, yeah.
mm-hmm,
I sense
they
that.
Really
I sense that. That they kind of got it. You know, they kind of
yes.
got it and they knew this wasn't
like this was
real.
Pretend.
But yeah.
It just,
that's,
mm-hmm.
that's neat.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know, it sounds funny, but I'm one also that talks to my kids. I'm a teacher by trade. That's my,
mm-hmm.
so of young children. And so there were days that I would even tell them, even as a little, you know, baby going on, I'd say, okay, today we're going to work with James, and he's going to yell. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I think, you know, it's just any, maybe letting them know, like, it's okay, and it was fine. It really never seemed to be an issue, so.
Well, great. Well, thank
yeah.
you for taking so much time with us and everything. I really appreciate it. It was lovely to hear your voice and hear your perspective, so thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
I was going to ask, were you surprised? I mean, usually when they have babies on soaps, usually they're in there for 2 seconds and they get shoved off into another room. You never see them again. Were you surprised
mm-hmm.
that your daughters were in such a – well, they were in the biggest storyline for the entire time they were on. They were on, it seemed like, constantly, almost daily. Were you surprised that they were deemed the big star, really, of the whole show at that time?
Yeah, you know – I think the whole entire, my husband and I still look at ourselves, you know, look at each other every now and then and say, like, oh, my gosh, like, how did this all happen? Our kids were on TV for a year and almost a half, and in the, like, you know, in a big, like, we would usually, when people would walk by and say, you know, like, we were at Costco shopping, and they'd say, is that baby Sydney? And we would almost, like, pinch ourselves, like, people are recognizing our kids just while we're out. That's such an odd phenomenon to happen. And, yeah, I mean, it was such a cool thing that we have it all, you know, documented, and, you know, we can get it on YouTube. It's like, one day we'll be able to look back and say, hey, look, Lauren, when she's 13 years old, here's you with, you know, Daddy EJ is what we call him, and pull it up on the computer. It's going to be so odd for them, like, oh, hey, here we were, you know, or on the cover of Soap Opera Weekly, like, here we were. It's like, it's really random when you really think about it. I don't think we really sit and think about it, you know?
Did you watch soaps? Have you ever watched soaps? Have you watched Days before the girls were on?
You know what? As a child, we always were babysat by our next-door neighbor, and never failed. She would watch Days of Our Lives every day. Granted, I was like 8 years old, so I don't think I really got into the storyline. That every time I heard the opening little song, I would like turn and look at the TV and see the hourglass. So it was something familiar, but I never really got into soaps. Not before this, and then, of course, you know, seeing my kids on TV and getting into it. Now I'm, you know, sucked in and hooked. I'm still DVRing them, but something I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, that's really cool. And we have a Skype call on. I believe it's Bea. Bea, are you there?
Oh, yeah, hi. Hi, Diva. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I wanted to say that we all will miss your lovely daughters and our screens. We get so used to see them every day, and we're going to miss them.
Thank you. I know. Well, they definitely miss being on the show, and I think their connections with all the people. You know, it was a really, like I said, I'm so glad that the girls got to know and to meet everybody that we got to interact with. Everyone was so fun, and it was just a really neat experience for them. And I think when I ask them now, should we go back and visit, you know, Daddy EJ and them, they say, no, we're good. they really are, I think, you know, they enjoy being done in that. You know, for them, I think it became a little bit of work, if you will. But then I ask them about the different people, and they say, yeah, and they watch them on TV, and they say, look, Mama, look who it is. So, yeah, I miss everybody.
Oh, that is cute. I have a question. I've noticed that the girls, when they were in scenes, especially with Ellie and Zucker, that the girls seem to play with the jewelry, especially the necklaces of the actors. I was wondering, I don't know if it's just me, or I was wondering that I could see, like, day by day, week by week, that the necklaces of the actresses would get longer and longer. So I was wondering if they put them on purpose. So Haley and Lauren had something to play with or be distracted in the scene.
You know, sometimes they would. There were times during it, it all started, and I don't know why I remember this, but with EJ and Nicole's wedding scenes, and Lauren was such a little baby at the time, but she fell in love with the necklace that Ariane had on at the time, so they ended up giving her own set. They were these really fat, looked like pearls, but like half-inch, one-inch pearls, and so that became like her little thing that she got to play with on the set. And I think a lot of times Ariane would just grab something and say, sure, like on an airplane scene once, she had this really big, looked like a slinky necklace around her neck, and the girls were playing with it. And I think, they would improvise with whatever there was, you know, nearby to let them play with it, because the girls, they have good taste. They like jewelry. What can I say? So, yeah, that was definitely. But they always let us bring, you also see a lot that the girls used to eat on set a lot. That was another great tactic. I would save little you know, fun things for them to eat when we went on the set, and that would also help if they, you know, were trying to keep them quiet or get mm-hmm. something out of them. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That is funny to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling
in. I wish you and your girls all the best in the future.
Thank you.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll see them on some soap again. Who knows?
Yes, maybe.
Maybe.
We'd be up for that. That would be a lot of fun. Soaps are, it was a great experience. I would do it again in a second.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing the interview. Bye.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Bye, Carrie. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Bea. I was going to ask, the girls are a little over two now, and so they're talking a bit. So obviously they still remember some of their experiences. It must be neat now having them articulate, you know, their feelings.
They'll say the names of the people, and we still have a nice friendship with the teacher that was on the set, so they
mm-hmm.
still see her. And, I think they do remember a lot of it. Now they see each other on TV, and they recognize each other, and they'll say, Mama, look, it's Haley on TV. Lauren will say that, and they'll point, and, you know, it's really neat that they have those experiences, and now that they're able to talk a little bit more, you know, I'm sure we'll be sharing stories with them and different memories that we have, too, definitely.
Yeah, one of the girls got on the cover of Silver Digest. That's really a big deal. I mean, that's a very coveted cover to get. I mean, you guys must have been thrilled when you guys got that cover.
You know, it was funny. When that came out, a friend of mine texted me. I had no idea because no one ever told us when and what would come out.
Because
I think the girls ended up having, one or two covers of Soap Opera Digest, and there were a few on, or they were inside. But a friend of mine texted me and said, I'm standing at the CVS pharmacy right now, and I think one of the girls is on Soap Opera Digest. So, of course, I look at my mom, and I'm like, I'm going to go to the store. I'll be right back. Will you watch the girl? And so I went and bought, four copies of it, you know. And we still, to this day, have, three copies of every single Soap Opera Digest or Soap Opera Weekly that they were even in, even if it was on the 99th page. We still have it. So, it was a really crazy thing, again, to look. You'd be in the supermarket, you know, standing in line, looking around at the gum and the Tic Tacs, and then, that's my kid right there, you know. It was really fun.
Yeah, I know when we heard about it, we were all thrilled, too. It's like, finally. The whole show kind of revolved around who got custody of Sydney, and it was Nicole, and then Anna, and then EJ,
mm-hmm.
and then Sammy, and it's like, about time those girls got a cover. And they're just so darn cute.
Thanks.
Yeah, how were you told that Dave decided to age the girls? To age Sydney.
Well, what happened was once the new year came around, the girls went from working, because when it was really the girls were working the most they were working was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally 4 and 5 days a week. Again, they weren't long days. But so when they were in that frequently, it was great because it was like every day that was our thing. We'd get up, we'd, you know, go to the set. It was
mm-hmm.
familiar. It was part of their regular routine. Then
mm-hmm.
after the new year came around, the storyline had started to change, and the girls were not in very often. They were maybe once a week here, and then a couple weeks would go by, and then hiatus was another couple weeks. So there were a few times where they wouldn't be in for 3 weeks. And that,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, what kind of, and also getting close to two, starting stranger anxiety a little bit more. I mean, I'm not going to just blame, you know, not that there has to be blame, but I would attribute it to all the really long gaps. They started to
mm-hmm.
not become familiar with it anymore. And even though they still knew it, I just don't think it was part of their routine anymore. So
mm-hmm.
we ended up, when we went back after a long break, the girls were kind of fussy, and they were, you know, with some, you know, me giving them a little extra treat here or there, they were able to get the scenes they needed, but it just got a little harder. So we decided with Gary Tomlin, the executive producer, to go ahead and bring the girls in on some of their off times. So we would like just visit the set for a day, like for an hour here and there, just to kind of keep them familiar with it. And then we realized after doing that once or twice, we tried to shoot another scene that's like 3 weeks later, and it just wasn't happening, and they weren't able to get what they needed. And so we talked with him, and you know, he talked with us, and it was just kind of decided then, like, okay, we're going to have to just go ahead and let them go and most likely get kids that are a little bit older just because it might, you know, get over that rough spot. And so, so yeah, that's what they did. And like I said, they let us know, and they were, I mean, you know, they seemed, you know, bummed that they had to let our girls go because there was this bond and relationship with everyone. But, you know, they've gone ahead and gotten a little bit older girls, and it's working out, I think, really well. So,
Did you know their last day on the set was the last day, or did they tell you after you guys were done?
They told us when we were, when they couldn't get any of the scenes they needed to get. And so they told us then, but I knew already. We were sitting in our dressing room, and the girls were kind of fussy. And I said, you know, hey, guys, if we don't want to do this, we don't need to do it anymore. Mommy,
right,
fine with me. And so then we were told, you know, that Gary wanted to come in and talk to us. And we did. And so, I mean, so I knew at that point, but going in as I was driving there, I didn't know. So, and it was really neat. Like every, you know, a lot of the people came into the hall and, you know, gave us hugs, and the girls, they, you know, wardrobe gave the little girls purses to take home. I mean, it was it kind of an impromptu thing, but it was really, you know, it was a neat thing. It was, we felt like it wasn't just like, okay, see you later, goodbye. You know, it felt like genuinely people were sad to see them go, but ready for, you know, okay, now it's the next chapter. You know, so.
Well, that was nice. Like, everybody got to say goodbye to them, too. Because, you know, just as fans, we got so attached. And I'm sure the actors got really attached to the girls. And that's nice. This, well, a lot of times on days, they fire people. And they never get to come back again. So it's nice that you guys at least
didn't get a phone call.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't like we got a phone call saying, okay, don't come back tomorrow. Or, you know, it was it wasn't like that at all. It was just really there was no other option for us or for them. So it was kind of like a understood, okay, you know, this is it. This is the end of our road right here. So, yeah.
Well, they have the time now. You know, they can be little girls now and, do you know, watch Dora the Explorer or whatever it was. They enjoyed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's, like I said, it timing just had a way of working itself out. You know, because they're going to be going into school, like I said, and, you know, just the way our family dynamic was going, or, you know, I'm finishing up my last couple classes for my master's. And there's just so much going on that it really, it would have been a lot more juggling of our schedules to make it work, which we would have, but, you know, it was just kind of like, all right, this was really it for us for now, so.
Oh, the girls in the chat room wanted to know that Casey and Molly just did a spoof and did a clip and had one of the girls dancing in it.
Yeah, in the hallway. I remember,
yeah.
They were always doing – that is the part that I miss as, like, the mom who's home. I mean, I definitely have my group of friends I get together with, but it was fun for me going to the set because there were other people that we would just roam the halls, and everybody was so friendly. And I mean, like, Molly and Chad, they were just – they decided there was, like, a – I guess she had a Molly had a bet going with her brother about something, and so they were doing these dance-offs. And the girls, people would just play music, and the girls would dance in the halls. And they were like, it was like they were like little monkeys. Everybody would like dance with them, and even like the most serious people, like Stefano, would be walking down the hall and you'd see them and start like shaking his booty and dancing. And it just, you know, everybody said they brought this kind of life out because, you know, when kids are around, who can act serious, you know? I mean, everybody kind of gets silly and goofy. So it was really fun. And that's the part I think I miss the most is having that like interaction with all of the people there because it was just a really fun, you know, place to be during the day, you know?
Oh, that's a great story about Joe Mascolo. That's wonderful. He was great. Every time they talked about the character Sydney, he always seemed, you know, really attached. It was nice
yeah.
to see that.
Whenever we were placed, another really cute, funny, quick story, whenever our dressing room would be right next to his, he and the girls would get kind of, you know, as little kids would, get a little loud. He'd always come knock on our door and say, "Oh, there goes the neighborhood." He'd joke around with them. It was really cute. So, anyway, just wanted to throw that in there.
I remember seeing the dance off the girls are talking about. And I clearly remember one of the girls was standing, and that was a big deal. So I think that's the first time we saw one of them stand. It's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, he's going to be walking soon. So it's, you know, it's just like watching someone else's home movies, you know what I mean, if they're little ones. And I have two little boys myself, and it's, you know, it's such a big moment when you see cute little things like that, that they're finally standing.
Right. I think that's why people like, the, you know, seeing babies, because you kind of grow with them. I know just watching kids, you know, myself, it is fun to see them grow and take their first steps and little things that they do. And it's funny because the girls, I think they had them about 6 or 7 months, I want to say, behind on the, you know, so when they were, you know, a year, they were playing like a 5-month-old or something. And so the girls mm-hmm. had been walking for a while, and it was always like, oh, you know, let's hold them, let's not let them walk, and, you know, to see the real age, I guess. It was kind of funny how they kind of masked that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's TV.
Yeah, it just was so, like I said, usually the babies are brought in, they're escorted out, and you don't get to see them, you
mm-hmm.
know, talk for the first time and stand for the first time and walk for the first time. It was neat. The first time that I can remember on days, and I've been watching since 84, that you really got to see a baby act normally and not
mm-hmm.
just, you know, just sit there and be let, you know, taken into the back room and be babysat. So it was a really neat thing to watch your daughters, and, you know, thanks so much, and for, you know, for us to share that with us and see the girls grow up like that. It was really cute.
Well,
and precious.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad we could bring some smiles to some people's faces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're always bringing smiles to our faces, but, you know, that's a given. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's neat.
Well, we ran a little long, which is totally cool. But I want to thank you so much, and I want to let everybody know, I was just on your website again today. It's cinemasisters.com, and you have the most precious picture on there of the girls and your whole family, and you guys are also on Facebook, and I see you're on Twitter too. So,
yeah, I don't get around to that much, and we're going to be updating some pictures on our Cinema Sisters page too here soon
mm-hmm.
to get the girls with some hair, since they're finally growing some hair. Not much, but it's coming.
Yeah, I thought it was cute though, because I thought, you know, that's normal. I mean, not all
mm-hmm.
kids are born with a full head of hair, you know what I mean? But,
right.
And thank goodness you guys didn't stick bows in their hair, too, because that annoys me. they end up looking like pebbles from the Flintstones, you know what I mean?
Right. The one little tuft of hair in the middle. Yeah, no, they wouldn't go for that, I'm sure. Oh, that's so funny.
But please keep in touch and, you know, let us know what we're up to, and we'll spread the word. And so I'm sure someone's going to snatch those girls up again if they're interested and if they're ready. They're just too cute.
Thank you. You're so sweet, and we appreciate all of, you know, everybody's nice words and just supporting our girls. It means a lot to us, so thank you guys for everything. It's been a lot of fun, so we'll definitely keep in touch with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody for calling in the chat room. We have a nice bunch of people in the chat rooms. But you never know. When you do an interview, you don't know who's on the show. But it's so nice that a lot of people got attached to your daughters and want to hear what they're doing and how they're faring right now. And, you know, we miss them. I guess in New Sydney, I guess she's starting next week. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, was their last scenes the E.J. Sammy wedding that didn't go off? Was that their last scenes on the show? Do you remember?
That was. Yeah, there was one more where Sammy was going to walk in and see EJ when he woke up from his coma, and there were supposed to be more scenes that day, and they only got the first one, and then she miraculously was gone. You know, Sammy walked in the actual hospital with her, but when they went into the room, it was just Sammy and Johnny that went in, because that's where where everything went down.
it was
not a good day. So, but I heard the new little girls are really great, and they're beautiful, and they're doing wonderfully. So we wish them nothing but the best, because they're lucky little girls to be in the situation where they're at now. It's a fun place, and hopefully we'll get a lot of time to see them grow, you know, on TV. So,
well, thank you so much. You're very gracious, and we were all curious on what it was like, you know, to have babies on the set for you being a mom. That's got to be kind of nerve-wracking, I guess. You know what I mean? You have to make sure the girls are okay and the same
thing
with their job. And, yeah, that's got to be hard.
That part was, I think it was more, you know, of course my girls, you know, were number one for me. Their happiness, their health, their safety, obviously that goes without saying. But, you know, I don't know if you can tell on the phone, I consider myself a pretty laid-back mom, and mm-hmm. everybody just made it easy there. And it just kind of, when it worked, it worked. It really was easy. It was such a positive experience. It's when it started not working that it became stressful. And then I knew that it wasn't right for any of us anymore.
But
it was really a great experience. I mean, and I know I just say that over and over, but it was really fun, and I never had to worry about, you know, being, you know, or this, that. They were so respectful with my wishes, and just, I didn't never once had to even say anything. I mean, they were the ones when the baby walked on set, it was like, shh, let's calm down a little bit, and, you know, it was just such respect for the children. It was a really, really, you know, well-done production. It was just great. I mean, I never once felt, you know, like being taken advantage of or so. It was, I can't say anything but fabulous things for everybody, to the cameramen, to the, you know, you name it, everybody there. It was just a really a neat experience to work with.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And once again, you know, give the girls our best, and your older daughter too. And we wish absolutely nothing but the best.
Thank you. And like I said, we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
okay, Gary, have a great night. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.